Welcome, everybody. I hope that you enjoy that wonderful intro song that is all Michael Sapp's doing. Woo! So if you like it, it's on him. If you don't like it, it's really on him. So, and that's, I want both of you to know that I really appreciate the fact that you're all in with the headphones. That's, oh, yeah. I love every minute of it.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to wear mine.
That's why we can call it a podcast, though.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here looking at you. I can have a conversation without wearing headphones. So I just appreciate both of you. Sheriff's balled in just because you made him feel bad. So this, again, is
feel like a fighter pilot.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Sheriff.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. There you go. Maverick. I got some sunglasses like that, too.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that in theaters? Sheriff, did y'all see that in theater?
No, I hadn't seen the second. Not in the theater.
When's the last time you went to the theater?
Probably not within the last 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
He's not going to take the time to do it.
It's too much
expensive.
Time.
It's too expensive.
It is expensive.
It's expensive.
It is expensive. Hey, by the time you get popcorn and everything, it's up there.
Here in a little bit, I'm going to get him talking about golf. He loves golf, but there's one thing that he loves more than golf, and that is looking for lost golf balls.
Yes. So it's like finding money.
It thrills his soul. He has almost thrown me out of a golf cart going to look for a golf ball before.
See, he's got to remember how much my kids eat. So when you go to the movies, them boys can eat.
Yeah.
I've got four of them. So.
Jacob, what's the last movie you saw at the theater?
Funny enough, I went and watched Deadpool Wolverine last night.
How was it? Was it good?
Phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you go in town or out of town?
No, the theater was closed.
Oh, yeah, they're closed. They're doing renovation or something. Issues. Is it? Yeah.
They're doing.
I don't know what it is.
No, I went up to Huntsville, and it was, I would have watched it back to back.
Wow. I want to see it.
Deadpool's a comic book Wolverine. You know, the guy's got the claws out of his hand. That's the kind of stuff I'm into.
I'm thinking John Wayne.
John Wayne. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Big Jake. I like Big Jake.
Been a while since we had one of those on the big screen. But.
Not Big Jake. What's the one? It's John Wayne. His wife comes back into town.
Sons of. No. Big Jake.
That's not Big Jake. I promise you. This is a different one.
So, you know, you got Sons of Katie Elder.
When he throws his hat up on the. You ever seen it, Michael?
Hang on, I'm thinking about it.
I don't know it.
That's going to bother me until we think about that. That's my favorite John Wayne.
Give me just a second, and I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of serious conversation.
Sure. All right. Speaking of South End movie theaters, are you a North Walmart or South Walmart guy?
I would be a North Walmart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
By my house.
That's the best Walmart.
Yeah.
I know Jacob is.
I'm a equal opportunity, but I do frequent the North more.
Yeah. You're on the North side. Sheriff, any particular reason?
It's just about a mile and a half from my house. Well, no, it's probably 2.5 miles.
Yeah. We've kind of got this idea that there's kind of two personalities.
Yeah.
You got a North Walmart and South Walmart.
That's right.
The North ones, you know, we always say that's where you're going to bump into your accountant.
Yes.
South Walmart's where you're going to find the drummer for your next band. You know, it's a little more fun, a little more party mentality.
But, you know, really, I'm a warehouse guy.
Warehouse discount.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my place. I can go in.
You know right everybody. Where
yes. I know where everything is. And,
well,
and
how that's about my, that? North Warehouse?
Oh, yeah. North Warehouse.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's a good place.
I like it.
Jacob, do you ever do warehouse?
I love warehouse. You're going to have to excuse me. I'm trying
to find. You're
fact
checking, aren't you?
No, I'm trying to find the name of that movie.
The movie.
That's going to bother me, and I won't be able to think straight until I do, and I can't find it yet. It plays on TV all the time.
Sheriff, let me ask you this. After you got elected, politician, well-known, everybody knows you. Does it change the way you drive? Do you drive differently?
No. My wife says I'm the worst driver in the world because I drive slow. I just piddle and I'm looking and I'm watching. And let me tell you a funny thing. I don't have the radio on.
No music.
No music.
Radio.
None.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You're going and in.
Just,
nothing.
I just drive.
Yeah.
And it's because when I started on patrol, the radio was our lifeline. Like we had to listen for calls.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, when I went through the academy and got out, they were like, listen, you don't need to be listening to the radio because you might not hear a call come in or another deputy that needs help. Yeah. And so I would ride for hours and hours with no music or nothing.
So you just kind of got used to that.
I got used to it. And so same, you know, and, you know, here 25 years later, if I'm in my personal truck, we could be going to wherever. I don't listen to music or nothing.
What about a beach trip?
Nothing. Now, wow. If I'm by myself now, if my wife and kids are in there, then they're turning the music on or doing whatever. But me, I just by myself. It don't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
I'm more that way now. I used to always have it on, but lately, Jacob, what do you listen to? You got the radio on?
It's either completely quiet or I'll have on some kind of podcast. Very rarely will I get. Now I get in a singing mood every now and then.
Do
as
you?
Long as I'm by myself.
Do you sing?
By myself, I will.
That would be rough.
But I have to have the music so loud that I can't hear my terrible voice.
Mm.
Huh. Mm. Okay.
Oh, don't. You'll get in there and sing.
No, I'm not a singer or a dancer. I can't do either one of them.
Two rules of Sheriff Gentry. No singing, no dancing.
That's right.
That's man, good. I'd love to see you singing and dancing one day.
Mm, it would not be pretty.
That's good. Well, we had a big announcement recently. Jacob, do you know it?
You want me to leave or what? You need me today?
Look, you're playing on your phone over there. I don't know.
I'm
having your
something
snack.
To drink. McClintock is named McClintock. John Wayne movie.
Yes.
That's my favorite John
Wayne.
McClintock. All right. Well, you decided to make a Facebook post that everybody has seen. What's the deal? Come on, give us a lowdown.
You know, I just so I'm on my third term, and last Friday was 25 years that I've been in law enforcement. And really, it goes back to a conversation I had with my dad, and I talked about that a little bit in the press conference. But if you got to know my dad, a couple things is, you know, if he believes in something, you can't move him off of it. And two, he's the cheapest man in the world that I've ever known. And but we were riding around, putting up signs and doing what we do. And he told me, he said, you know, I'm going to help you get elected. It's your job to stay elected. You know, I'm not going to do that for you. He said, but the biggest thing is I don't want you to stay in there too long. And he's a big history buff, like government history. I mean, he watches politics. And he says, you know, you look and people talk about term limits. People talk about doing a job. But he said, they say that, but then they go stay somewhere 30 years, you know, in Washington, D.C., or even in local government in one particular office. And he says, all I'm asking is you give me your word when it's right. You make your own decision. And really, it's self-term limits. He said, that's the way our founding fathers created government. It wouldn't, you know, look at Biden. He's been in the D.C. for over 50 years. Well,
sure.
That's not... way it's created.
Do you see that it can, after being in it for 12 years as a sheriff, can you see the temptation there? I mean, is it, could you see that, or is it just not for you to, you said this is it?
Well,
could you see how somebody might could get comfy or?
No, I can see very easy how someone can get comfortable because, and I even said this, I had one of the command staff ask me, they said, well, Sheriff, we feel very confident that you could be reelected. There were some polls that were ran, and I mean, we were still right at, I think, like 78-80%. And this is a countywide poll, I mean, which is politically, I mean, that's a pretty good poll. And they said, look, we know theoretically, I mean, you'll probably be elected again and continue on. But really, at that point, it goes back to your values, what you believe in. I mean, either you believe this or you don't. And change is not bad. I've had multiple owners of companies reach out to me and say, I appreciate what you said because now it made me think about our own leadership teams in these companies. You know what? They've been here 5, 6, 7 years. I think it's time we move them around a little bit, change up, new ideas. And I think that makes – and what they said is I think it'll make our companies better.
How many – so you're on your third turn. How many years is it now, right now?
I'm 10. I'll have 12 at the end of this term.
It's now. I'm one of those. I'm upset with you because I want you to be sheriff forever. Which the vast majority, and I've told you this 100 times, I've never met a more loved politician than you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, it's Michael. Anywhere you go,
everywhere,
nobody talks bad about
it. I haven't heard it.
And the reason is because what you see is what you get. He's the most genuine person I've ever met because he cares about everybody that you see. You like everybody that you see, which is baffling to me because in your position, as outgoing as you are, everybody is your best friend. And you make them feel that way. That's what's – it is just – I commend you for it.
Well, I appreciate
you've done it. You've done it for way longer than I ever could. And the fact that you're able to step back from that is – I can't remember the last time somebody did it. Because I know anybody that you would have asked said, should I go? No, Lord, no. Yeah. You're unbeatable right now, so why would you want to give that up?
Sure.
And you said, nah.
So wait a minute, Jacob, are you saying that we're not seeing a 2026 Mullins for sheriff?
Well, I mean, I'm not throwing anything just completely out the window.
Yes, I'm throwing that completely out the window.
We got him some cowboy boots and a cowboy
hat.
Right.
So. I had cowboy boots before that. Thank you. Now, he did get me a cowboy hat, so yeah. I will say that.
So,
which, if you haven't been to the Sheriff's Rodeo, great time.
It's fantastic.
Make sure you go to the Sheriff's Rodeo because he made me feel bad because I didn't wear a hat. So.
You got to wear a cowboy. It's a rodeo. You got to wear a cowboy hat.
I am a city banker.
Well, hey, city bankers can wear cowboy hats too.
No, that's like wearing cowboy boots and drinking wine with your pinky up. Something's just not right about it.
Hey, I agree with that. That's almost sinful. If you wear a cowboy hat and cowboy boots,
no wine drinking.
I knew that'd get him fired up.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You're more bourbon, whiskey. You know.
That's
you got to go that
three,
route.
Three rules of Sheriff Gentry. No singing, no dancing, and no wine with the boots.
No. Makes you feel awkward.
Yeah.
So you going to run for president or what?
No. I may just run for the House. But, hey, I could be like a professional bodyguard for Jacob, right?
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be really good.
What's minimum wage now? I'll give you half of that.
Yeah.
Half of minimum wage.
Oh, but
do you have any plans going forward?
You know, I don't. I've been asked everything from running for other political offices to the private world. And I have no idea right now what I'm going to do. But I think I'm going to do like I've always done. I've always leaned on the good Lord, and whatever path he opens up is what I'll do. And then, you know, once I make that decision, I'm full board ahead, just kind of like last week. You know, my biggest thing with last week is once I knew my decision, I've always made a promise to the people that I will tell you. And that's why I did it last week. It worked out great on the day that I was hired 25 years ago. And my biggest thing, I didn't want to go the next 10 months, year, telling people, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do when I really do. And I think it'll be the same way. When I make up my mind, whether it's private sector or even another political office, because I've been asked several things, then I'll tell everybody.
Is politics in your mind something you should take a break from, or can you keep going for many years?
I think it just depends on what you're doing and the purpose. And what I mean by that is leadership in political office. I'll go back to my granddaddy. My granddaddy at Good Hope helped build the town hall. I mean, he was on the school board. He was on the city council, was always involved in the in some type of political atmosphere. I didn't know that, actually, until after he had passed away and I was campaigning and people came up and talked to me about it. So I think in leadership, whether it's in the private world or the political world, I think for our community's sake, we have to continue on and do things to help the community.
So you feel like the standard should be the same?
Sure.
Kind of whether you're in the running for something or not, you're going to hold the same standard to yourself. And
no, 100%. Yeah. I go back to my dad.
Yeah.
My dad's retired, but he's still very active. People that need help, he's active in the Republican Party. He's active with his garden. I mean, he's got more vegetables than you can shake a stick at, and he delivers them to everybody that needs them. I mean, so there's multiple ways to help the community and do that. So
you have a garden?
No, I do not. My dad's got a big one.
You're not? I thought you'd be a green thumb. Are you not out there tilling up the soil, having some tomatoes and cucumbers?
I could.
In retirement, maybe, right?
Yeah, retirement. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know. I'll get Jacob out there helping me pick the garden.
I'll help you eat it. But, except I just said, you like cucumbers?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, I love cucumbers.
Yeah. Do you? Full of vitamins.
Hey, that's the... What?
Full of vitamins.
Oh, that's what you went for? Goodness gracious. Now, do you like tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, now tomatoes are my favorite, but cucumbers, really? Y'all both
I love cucumbers. Them. Yeah. You don't need a cucumber? What about pickles?
Oh, my. I love pickles.
No pickles.
A pickle is a rotten cucumber.
There's something wrong with him. If you won't eat a pickle, there's something that. Wrong with you.
A rotten cucumber.
Think about how you make it.
Do you eat pickled eggs?
Yes, love them.
I love pickled eggs. Yeah.
I love pickles. I love so pickled stuff. I just don't like
it. So it's not the pickling. It's the cucumber. Fair enough. Yeah. I hadn't heard that.
That weird texture, the little seeds in the middle of it, whatever it is, that's just...
Those nasty love vegetables. Squash, love squash. So you like other vegetables.
I love vegetables, period. Hate cucumbers.
Wow.
That, cucumbers and olives is something. If it has cucumbers or olives, I'm out.
I love both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sat there the other night. We were, I was doing taco salad, and I always get, you know, green and black olives and put them on. Sitting there eating them just by themselves while I'm cooking.
See, and that's just the thought, the smell of it.
He's grimacing just thinking of it.
It's good.
It's sour.
I don't know what the olives is just, they taste bad.
What do you get on your pizza, Jacob? What do you do?
Most time it's pepperoni, bacon, yeah, and pineapple.
Sheriff, what do you get? I like pineapple, Jacob.
So I do pepperoni, Canadian bacon, mushrooms, and either green or black olives, or both if they have them.
Yeah. You're picking them off, aren't you, Jacob? You're not going to do
it. I'm not eating it.
You're not getting it.
No.
You won't even.
No. I mean, I would if it's the only thing I had, but it's not. The olives, man, just the, I'm not a big mushroom guy, but I'll eat it if I have to. But the olives is just.
Where's the best pizza in town? Do y'all have a place? Do you have a go-to?
No, I really don't.
You're whatever. Just kind of any.
Just easy.
Jacob, do you have a go-to?
I don't guess I have a go-to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll eat it. Pizza's pizza.
Pizza's pizza. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a bad pizza, right?
Yes, it is hard. But you can find one.
They're out there. Yeah, I'm sure they're out there.
Now, have you ever had Taco Casa?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
You either love it or you hate it?
Or
of course, now Michael's going to get this fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. For me.
See, he had never had it.
Taco Casa, yeah.
Never, ever had it.
And we were playing in a golf tournament in Tuscaloosa.
I was going to say, the one I've been to is Tuscaloosa. Yeah.
That's where the founder is from, Tuscaloosa.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay.
So we were sitting around, and I said, you know what? I think I want to treat you to some Taco Casa. We go. And I ordered how many sacks did we have?
It was $150 worth of Taco Casa.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Taco Casa is like Taco Bell as far as the price.
So you're just getting,
Well, everything. We got several of some things that I tend to eat. And what did you think?
No, it was great. It was great. The whole, everybody in the golf tournament loved it because they all came to my room to eat Taco Casa.
Yeah, I went to get it for us, and we're walking through the lobby, and they're all down there just sitting around. He says, hey, come on up. I said, whoa, man. I said, look, I'm all about being generous, but this is mine.
Yeah. It's dinner, right?
Hey, I'll share. I don't care.
Sir, I was going to give him one or two things, and I was going to eat the rest. And then I look over, and it is like somebody just came and massacred tacos in the corner of the room. It's just wrappers everywhere.
They love it. Are you a big fan?
Oh, my God.
Huge.
I bought $150. Yeah.
Sheriff, you're in?
Oh, yeah, I'm in. I loved it. It was great.
Do we need to get one in Coleman? Can that happen?
I would love to get one
in Coleman. Can we get a Taco Casa in Coleman?
If you know the owner and he'll let you put up the franchise. I bet.
Sheriff, you're going into retirement.
We can figure out a way to get you some money.
I bet we can get a loan.
Yep. Hey, we can.
Next steps, Taco Casa.
You know, you're talking about that. You know what always has been one of my dreams?
What's that?
To own a bar restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be behind the bar or just managing or what? Like in your mind?
I'd just be out there shooting the bull, hanging out, talking to people. Good food, you know, just
like a Cheers situation or
a little different.
A little different.
You know, probably have a Western thing to it, some fire pits and all the good stuff out there. I would want to cook. I do like
cooking. Can you cook? Are you a chef?
I'm not a chef, but I can cook certain things.
Steaks. I bet you can cook a steak.
I love cooking a steak. Oh, yeah.
He cooks all kinds of stuff.
Like what?
What'd you tell
me? I'm intrigued.
You made something the other day that I thought, wow, what?
I mean, let's see what I cooked.
What was it?
I have visions in my head now of retirement sheriff's place. You know, we're going to call it something.
I do taco salads. Yeah. I did roast and stuff the other day. And then I cook red beans and rice a lot.
Oh, I love red beans and rice.
And
what you cooked? It was something that would have taken
you
some time.
I did a bunch of Texas caviar the other day. And then
it might have been the roast.
Are you sort of a slow cooking situation? Like you're going to cook all day or you know what I mean?
It depends.
Like red beans and rice, is that something that like simmers or?
No, I can. I mean, it depends on time.
Gotcha.
You know, whether I'm coming in a hurry, not a hurry. So it just works out.
Depends on what time he gets off the golf course, if he's got an hour or if he's got two or three.
If I know I'm going to go play golf in the afternoon, I'll use the crock pot.
Hey, crock pot meals. I got a feeling you two are both pretty good at golf. Y'all ever won any championships?
Hey,
any tournaments?
Together we have won. What was it? We won the last one we played in.
Did you?
Yeah, the one in Auburn. Though. So we do all
number
the boys
one,
and girls.
First place.
Oh, yeah. We shot 53 in the scramble. So
wow.
But so we do all the. We're a corporate sponsor with the Boys and Girls Ranch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So part of that is all the golf tournaments. And the golf tournaments raise money for the kids. So they're really getting a lot of the sheriff because it's Alabama Sheriff's Boys and Girls Ranch.
Okay.
So they really get the sheriffs involved in this and the fundraisers, and it's golf. So we go have a good time. But the last one, it was me and Jacob and my son William and a guy named Spencer Fox. That's a real good golfer, and we won. We shot a 53.
Dang.
And when he says real good, Spencer was
he carrying the team?
He was doing a lot of the heavy lifting. Now this guy made everything that he looked at for the first. The front nine, he made everything.
Really? I didn't know. You're a cook, a golfer. What else you got going on, Sheriff?
And what's funny is I've only been playing golf like a year and two or three months.
Really?
But it is really my newest addiction.
Hold on. I'm amazed right now. So you just started a year ago. How do you start golf?
Like my kids.
So the kids are like, Dad, we want to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, you've been playing for a long time.
Yeah, I've played for a while. So I've tried to get him to play in the past and just adamant. I have no desire to go play golf, this, that, or the other.
But now?
Now he tries to get me to go and I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
It has completely changed.
Huh. Do you got a favorite course? Do y'all play? What do y'all?
I know. I'll play wherever. I'm an equal opportunity golfer. I'll play wherever. Me and the kids played at Tiger Point down in Gulf Breeze this past Saturday.
Where's that?
It's between Navarre, Florida, and Pensacola.
Okay.
That's where you shot your career best, didn't it?
I shot an 89. No. I shot at Hidden, Hidden Creek in Navarre, I shot an 81.
Was it 81? I can't remember. I remember it was low.
Yep. I shot an 81.
And now, you ever played golf?
Like twice, literally.
Well,
just a couple times.
To be playing a year and shoot 81 is
that's crazy, right?
I mean, that's special.
Do you have like a coach, or you're just watching YouTube videos, or how? What?
I really just go out and play. I've taken some lessons with Stephen DeBoer, that kind of stuff, because Jacob said I can't stand to watch you swing and do all this anymore.
He said, "Hey, let me recommend somebody."
Yeah, but for the most part, I just get out there and just play, you know.
Now like what I started off saying, we will be driving down having a conversation, he will lock the brakes down to where the tires are squealing to get a golf ball.
Wow.
And if it's
that's worth something though, right?
Money.
Yeah. He'll pick them up if they've got a huge gash in them. it's not and he'll get the multicolored balls. I mean, now they've got red, orange, pink, those kind.
Like putt-putt kind
of? If he sees one of those, it's like an Easter egg. He'll start sprinting off across. It's one of the Boys and Girls Ranch turns we played in. I was riding with him. He gets out and he says, "Hey, I'll meet you at the green." We're 150 yards away from the green, which is not, you don't normally get out that close or that far from the green. I look, he disappears into the woods. So I said, all right, he's on his own. So I drove up to the green. I'm waiting on everybody else. 30 seconds later, here he comes. He pops out of the woods, and he's not holding any golf balls. I said, dry run. Yeah. He starts pulling stuff out of his pockets. He's got 15 balls, and he says, oh, no. I said, are they all tideless? He says, I don't care what they are. They're golf balls.
Doesn't matter, huh?
Hey, the boys, so both my boys played on the high school golf team this year. And I would walk. Number one, I wanted to get some exercise, so I'd walk the tournaments with them. But if I didn't find 25 balls a tournament, I was disappointed. So that was my
regardless
goal.
Regardless of the kids' playing ability, it was, you're going to be unhappy if you don't find 25 balls.
That was my, I usually would find so many I would have to go and dump my pockets at the truck at some point. So,
but you can take it to the driving range or something? You can.
Oh, you play with them.
You're using
them. No,
take them to the driving range. No, sir.
No, we play with them. So,
yeah.
What's your, if you had to pick, would you rather find golf balls on the golf course or take a selfie?
I'll find golf balls. But now, I only take selfies with Jacob just because it just aggravates the stew out of me.
Well, hold on. Let's go back here. What's wrong with taking selfies? On the golf course. You don't like, you're not a selfie guy?
You don't like it.
You don't strike me as a selfie guy, Jacob.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. We'll be sitting there and he'll say, hey, come here. Let's take a pic. I said, no. Next thing I know, I'll feel a shoulder beside mine and he's got the camera up looking.
Hey, if I know something aggravates you, I'm going to do
you're
it.
Going after
it. Yeah.
Oh, it's just, that needs to be his nickname, just Pester.
That'll be the bar, Pesters. Yeah.
We need to get you this bar / restaurant.
Taco Casa. This is what it needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make this happen.
Maybe a Taco Casa on one half, and then you can have your bar restaurant on the other.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You ever thought of a name for it?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Man, this is a real thing. He's thinking about...
Oh, I guarantee you that he's thought about it.
Because I was just joking, but I think we could have this. We can make this happen.
Did you go to Rock South?
I didn't. No, I didn't make it.
The last night, he had to give a talk, which he did a wonderful job. It's amazing the crowd's reaction to him.
They love him.
There's, 25,000 people there. Yeah,
they love him.
They're from everywhere. It is like, who was there this year? Nelly?
Eric Church.
Yeah.
Anthony Oliver.
Who got the bigger reaction? Yeah. Did the sheriff? Did he?
In all honesty, I didn't see Eric Church, but
okay,
he spoke right before Eric Church. But when he was up there, the genuine enthusiasm from the crowd when he walked out, it was an eruption of cheers. It wasn't there's my politician. Hurry up, get over it.
Yeah, we see that.
That's
sometimes.
My sheriff. I mean, people are out there. And then at the last of it, go ahead and tell him what you said.
Long live Cowboys.
I'd ask him before he went up and said, got your speech written down, knowing that he does. He said,
no.
What?
That just came to you.
Oh, so if you, I don't know if you know Mark Hall or not.
I don't know Mark.
He's one of our local business owners. So his uncle was the Marlboro man.
Really? What? The
Marlboro Man. Oh, yeah. And so he sent me a signed picture, and I got it hanging up in my office, and his name's Turk Robinson.
Okay.
And it was to Sheriff Matt, long live Cowboys.
Long live Cowboys.
That is the best thing I've ever heard. Think about it. Think about the Old West and the standard and the meaning of that.
Long live Cowboys.
Oh, and it was perfect because that's just – Of course, he's got on his hat, and it's just, I mean, he epitomizes the Southern sheriff.
How did it feel, really, like, when you're up there? What does that feel like to get that kind of, it's like being a big band, right? When people are up there screaming for you, what is that?
I enjoy people, and, you know, I don't pay attention to that.
As important to you, or, I mean, is it, I mean, no, surely it's kind of.
You know, it makes you feel good, I like talking to people. I've always said, you know, people say dancing and singing. I say, listen, I can't dance and I can't sing, but I can get up and speak to a million people.
Yeah.
And it don't bother me. Like, I just enjoy seeing people have fun, you know, enjoy what they're doing because I mean, really, we're not here long on this earth. And if you can go out and make people enjoy that and enjoy being around them, then, hey, that's mission accomplished.
And that's what I was going to say. He was oblivious to that part of it. So I could have told you that he didn't. Now, hey, and I'll be the first one to admit, that would have been awesome for me if people would have cheered like they cheered for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gotten
that'd be huge.
Let's go.
Yeah, me too. That'd be huge. Be like, look at this.
His answer is truly, that's him. Because I guarantee.
That's interesting. Yeah.
He used that as a way, because he does love to talk to people, he used that as a way, I get to talk to all these people.
Wow.
Where I'd be like, these people are cheering for me.
Yeah,
this is
awesome.
Right.
That's right.
Just, all right, I get to talk to them all at once. Now it's just, instead of having to walk to each and every one, which he would do, he gets to use it and talk to them all at once.
Jacob, are you that way? Can you get up and talk to a crowd?
I was asking him if I could talk, and he wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
You had your speech ready.
I've told you before, whenever I come in
here,
if you give me something that I have to talk about, I'll stumble through it.
Yeah.
But now,
and you can nail it.
It's because you just have to talk. And that's what's fun.
Sheriff, have you always been that way? Like, as far as getting up and talking in front of people, or is that something you kind of developed?
No, I think there was always was that way, but it's developed over time. I mean, you know, growing up, my dad was always very active and not so much political stuff, but he was always up talking, whether it was at church or at Park and Rec. He was always on boards. And if you've ever met my dad, he meets no stranger.
Okay.
So I inherited that from him. And, you know, over the years, just being involved in athletics and then sheriff's office, I was always talking to people. And then when I took over the drug task force, by the time I'd run for office, I'd taught 500 plus classes, you know, across Alabama. So it's just easy. And again, I like people. So
go back to something you talked about at first, because this is something not a lot of people know. You're talking about why you don't listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days when you were a deputy out on patrol, there was one deputy for how big of an area?
So like a lot of summer, like the last summer that I worked patrol, it was just me and Jeff Clemens on the whole west side of the county. He was my corporal then, me and Clem on the whole west side of the county.
It's a different time, right?
We were not politically correct. But, you know, but back then, so I started at the old jail, and I always laugh and tell the stories. Like, we didn't have a Sally Port and all those kind of things. We would pull them into the parking lot, the north parking lot of the courthouse. It didn't matter if they were fighting, kicking, screaming. We're pulling them out. And there was a funny story, going into the booking room door, there was a holly bush and a Coke machine. And he's retired now, so I can tell it. But I saw Captain Blackwood. There's a guy that was just fighting them tooth and nail. And I just started in the jail. And so we were out there trying to help him get this guy in. It's just fighting tooth and nail. And the guy hits the Coke machine and a Coke falls out. I thought that is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah.
But no, it was definitely different. You were very self-reliant.
See, and to me, that when you said that, that's a vast territory for two people.
Well, I remember one day I was at Arkadelphia, and there was a business that was kind of shutting down. There were some issues, and we got a burglary call out there. I got there. I caught 8 people. Now, there were still some that run off, but I got 8. One guy tried to pull a gun on me, had a bunch of dope on him. So I've used all my handcuffs. So I call for another deputy, and I've got the back of my patrol car just stuffed with people. And then the other ones are sitting on the ground, and we're just sitting there talking. I've got my pistol in my hand, and we're just sitting there talking to the other deputy. But it took right at an hour to get me another deputy there.
That sounds like it could get out of control fast.
All right. Take that mm-hmm. same situation. When was that?
It would have been like probably 2001-ish.
Okay. You take from 2001 till now, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Does that interaction still go the same in your mind?
No. I mean, our deputies, the response time, calls, people, is completely different now. We're backing each other up in less than 15 minutes.
What if... Look at it more from the criminal's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Are they – because there was a good amount of respect
yes.
in 2001. Yes. would there be more of an altercation now than there would have been then?
So it's changed. So 25 years ago, every weekend, you would almost be in a fist fight. I mean, you'd be fighting one, two, three guys, whatever. Sometimes I'll be honest, women fight a lot harder than men sometimes. But so you would just be in a fist fight. But you never really saw them pulling a weapon. Today, our kids don't know how to fist fight. And they think a gun makes you tough. That's the biggest difference. Where back then, it was a fist fight. They just got whooped.
Now, today, weapons.
You see these kids are so scared that they'll pull a gun.
Yeah.
And that makes
police.
It on the police. And that makes it dangerous. You know, it's a lot more dangerous than just getting in a fist fight.
So, wow. Yeah.
I mean, again, we would have been in a fist fight. Now, we could have got whooped and they'd have took our gun or tried to take our gun. I mean, that was always a possibility. But it was just a different environment. There was a level of respect. I remember going and serving a felony warrant. And it was a dope house. And I was by myself. It was 2:30 in the morning. Get there. And there's several people there. And one of the guys just pops up and says, "Hey, y'all help me. We're going to whoop him." I mean, he didn't say it that and I'm not.
I understand.
But there was a guy, and he was a pretty rough guy, but I'd always treated him well. We had a good rapport. And he said, "No." He said, "Nobody's going to jump in." He said, "If y'all jump in, I'm going to help him, and we're going to whip all
way.
Of y'all."
Hey, look at this.
Yeah. So I arrested the guy, and he fought, and you know, I got a little bloody, and he got bloodier, and bloodier. And so,
that's a nice way of saying you won.
Yeah, I won. Yeah.
So even the bad guys had some respect, some of them.
Oh yeah, they did, and it's just how you treat people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of it.
But you can't get that as much anymore.
Not with the youth. The youth don't have a lot of respect for anybody, especially the criminal side of the youth.
Is it the dope they're on nowadays, or is it just a lack of being taught that respect? Or a little bit of both?
Both, but really a lot more of they've never been taught that respect. They've never been taught to respect anyone.
So they've never been punched in the face.
They've never been punched in the face. That's right. It only takes one good whooping and you realize.
You gain respect quickly for your fellow man.
Yes.
Can deputies fight today? Not their skill. Are they allowed to fight nowadays?
Sure. No, we have policies in place, but when it comes down to it, if you have to lay hands on somebody, I mean, they do. I mean, that's.
Of course, I guess you'd rather them do that than shoot somebody.
Well, yes. I go back to, I think about my career where I dealt with people that had guns. And sometimes you went in a quick fist fight, number one, saved their life because they didn't get a chance to pull their gun.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to kill them. Yeah. You know what? If you got a broke nose, I'd rather you get a broke nose than you pull that gun and me kill you.
Yeah.
And that was just the way it was.
Do most of the candidates, I'm trying not to put you on the spot on this one, but I'm curious. Do most of the candidates wanting to be in law enforcement today, mm-hmm. do you think that they have that? I'd rather get into a fight, maybe I lose in this fist fight, but so be it, than have to shoot somebody, or is it kind of a fear takes over and they're just going to shoot and ask questions later?
No, I think especially with deputy sheriffs, you still see that mentality. But, you know, with what we deal with, the citizens, because this is the thing. Our citizens are great to us. I mean, we live in the greatest county in the state of Alabama, but you really see it with deputy sheriffs because we're still out there by ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not in a municipality that, you know, you stop a car and there's three officers there. I mean, we don't operate that way. So you still see deputy sheriffs can be rough if they need to be. Again, and I'm not talking about to abuse or hurt, but, you know, if it comes down to you're going to hurt somebody, then, you know, they know how to fight.
I mean, it you don't really think about it, but they're out there alone.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's even a simple traffic stop is dangerous.
Well, there's nothing worse than walking up to a car at 2 in the morning. You can't see in the car, and you don't know what's on the other side.
Yeah.
And especially somebody like you, to where you're really wanting to be as nice as you can possibly be, but you don't want to stand too far back because then mm-hmm. that's off-putting, but you can't walk straight up there because that's dangerous for you.
Sure.
that's again, every time that I pass by and see an officer's got somebody pulled over, it's just, you want to tip your hat, because that would just scare me today. And you're talking about the warrants, serving warrants. That's the one thing that would just, that shakes me to my bones, because that's, you know, there's probably something going on, and you're knocking on the door to let them know, hey,
I'm here.
I can't for the life of me. You used to do it by yourself. That's what's just.
We did. Yeah, that was just how we did business.
I'm gonna spare you and others for just the few stories I know. It's, he's got served pretty good warrants before.
I bet you've got some. Yeah. Is there anything in Coleman County that scares you, Sheriff?
Just the community getting hurt. You know, people in the community getting hurt, that kind of stuff. And I've had people over the years say, "Well, aren't you?" Well, we're all afraid, but I really look at it. If you know where you're going when you die, that part doesn't bother me, but it does scare me what could happen to our community. Bad people come in, do bad things. You know, that is a fear of citizens getting hurt, that, and it's almost like a helplessness. I mean, even the last 10 years, when something bad happens to one of our citizens and I go and I talk to the family, I mean, you really feel helpless. Mm. You know that there's just nothing that you can do to make it better, you know, and it's just, that's a terrible feeling.
But overwhelmingly, I think that you have made it better for more people.
Sure.
Than that feeling of helplessness on your part.
Sure.
That's you, from a citizen of the community, I mean this, you have a millionfold made Coleman a lot better than you feel that helplessness.
Sure.
So I commend you and I thank you. Now, I'm sitting here acting like he's about to walk off into sunset right now. We're talking about 2.5 years.
Yeah, well, we got time. Oh, yeah.
And we got a restaurant bar to build.
What? That's right. I won't ask you who, but I'm going to ask you, what characteristics do the citizens need to look for in the next sheriff?
Well, I think you have to have somebody that loves the community. You know, what's wrong with politics today is, and this is one thing my dad, and I really believe this, when you stay too long somewhere, and we see, look at what we see across our nation. I mean, we have such a divided political nation now, and you have establishments, and nobody wants you to break into those establishments, but really, when you stay too long, then it's all about you. You become selfish. It's not about the people. It's not about the deputies. It's, you just become selfish, because then it's all about you. And I think whoever runs for sheriff has to know it's about the people. And I believe this, and the deputies and the citizens have heard me say, one of the top things that we wanted to do when we took office was to return the office of sheriff back to the people. Mm. I mean, that's why we're here. I mean, if we can be engrossed with the citizens, and I'm talking about standing shoulder to shoulder, not, it's not our job to police people. It's our job to stand shoulder to shoulder to make things better. And when you do that, then the community stands behind you, and it's great.
And you've done that because look at how people interact with you.
Sure.
I mean, you're in one of the highest offices in the land. Mm-hmm. You are the top law enforcement official for this county. And people just, again, run up to you like you were their long-lost buddy that just they've known for their whole life.
Yeah.
When, which he does know 99% of people's names.
Yeah.
Which is because we'll be walking, I'll say, who was that? And he'll spout it off. Either you're really quick at making up names or you really are this good. And I truly believe he's this good. So what, more question about Sheriff. Do you have to be in law enforcement to run for sheriff? Is that a prerequisite?
No, you do not. So you, anybody can run for sheriff. You don't have to be in law enforcement. You don't have to be APO certified. You don't have to have any law enforcement training experience. You just got to be a resident in this county and 18 years or older.
That's the only two?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of counties that have their own local law that says, you know, you've got to go to the academy, you've got to do A, B, C, and D. Even like Shelby County, I think you've got to be a lieutenant or higher and have a college degree. You know, some counties have their own local laws that they've passed, but But we don't have one in Coleman, so pretty much anybody can run.
You like it that way?
It's good that way, or I mean, there's positives and negatives to both. I mean, you don't want to, you know, there may be a good business owner that knows how to run a sheriff's office, or maybe was a reserve or something. But the problem is, I think you see that old school way, but in 2024, you really, I mean, we're a $20 million operation. So you have to know law enforcement. I mean, you have to know what's good, what's bad, what you're doing. I mean, you're running a company of 170 employees with a jail of 400 and let's say I'm probably at 430 inmates today. And so it's really a corporation, but you need that law enforcement background to know what's good, what's bad, why we do things the way we do. So I really, today it would probably be beneficial if we created our own local law to set some standards. And that protects the community too and gives immunity to that person.
I mean, you got 2.5 years to try to get that in place.
That's right. That may be something that we do to help the community.
Because you're right. It is a big business. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can't step into your position
sure.
and serve the county, much less the employees of the sheriff's mm-hmm. department, because I've never been in their shoes.
Sure.
So why if it was just somebody that had only been a patrol deputy for 30 yeah. years, they probably don't have that business experience to be able to run the other side and may be too sympathetic mm-hmm. to the deputies, which can create chaos in and of sure. itself. You got to have that middle ground somewhere.
You do. And really, it's got to be about business. I mean, taking care of the community, the financial standard that you have to set there. I mean, you know, we're real blessed. I have four ladies that do our internal books at the sheriff's office, and they do a very great job. But you're running a $20 million a year business, and that's taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. Look at the importance of staying within budget mm-hmm. of taxpayer money. I mean, look at what we see across the nation. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous at what we see in D.C. and those other areas. And
but yet you have to stay within your budget.
Then that's right.
They don't. That's the...
Yeah. I don't print money.
So. That's why we love that you're the guy out there looking for golf balls.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just...
Well, and it is a balance of seeing what we need to make us... But, you know, over the last 10 years, we've created a system where our deputies don't want for nothing. We provide everything for them. They've got primary weapons, backup weapons, patrol rifles now, the equipment. You know, any community event that we do is pay for. We don't charge the community anything. And so we did that to help the community and also make sure that the deputies are taken care of. I mean, financially, we have been able to get significant pay raises for our deputies. And, you know, when we took office, a topped out deputy made $20 an hour. A topped out deputy made $20 an hour. And we've completely revamped that. And we've revamped it, and we still stay within budget and take care of those employees. Mm. I mean, it's a hard job. It's not an easy job. And so it's been real successful for us.
Well, in order to do that, to be able to reward your employees, you're having to make tough decisions. You're having to cut mm-hmm. somewhere.
Sure.
Because you said it best, you don't print money.
No.
And that's where you need a little bit of blend of that. Of course, I sure wish. You sure you don't want to run for president? Yeah, I think we got time to.
Whew, that'd be rough.
We'll let them go ahead and have this one, but then the next one, we'll run you.
We'll get ready for
another
it.
4 years. Gentry, just like before when we were doing tests and he spelled his name for you. We can get him to spell his name on all his
that's
campaign
right.
ads.
G-E-N-T-R-Y.
That's it.
That's right.
You still got it.
I keep it on my shirt so I don't forget it.
Yeah. All right. Ask some of your weird stuff.
Sheriff, where are you on the moon landing?
Mm.
Do you have any conspiracy, you know, thoughts on anything like that?
No, I really don't. And I'll be honest, I'm not the greatest person to watch the news and watch what's going on. And I saw that I think this morning on the news a little bit that the astronauts are going to be in space another year.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. That made my knees weak.
For what? Like
the ones that got loose or whatever.
Yeah.
They went what?
They're in the capsule or whatever.
Yeah. That made my knees weak.
Yeah. They're just out there.
Like in the space station itself?
Uh-huh. No, it's a small, it's like a capsule, isn't it?
It is.
Sheriff?
Yeah.
They're just out there.
That would bother me.
Yeah.
That would bother me, by the way.
Jacob, you're not going to apply to be an astronaut anytime soon? That's not.
That's kind of like being in a submarine. I have respect for those folks, but that would just, I can't.
Yeah, it would bother me.
That.
Yeah.
All right, that's your normal one. I know you've got something else weird.
I got a handful. I got a few we could go after. All right, Sheriff. I know you're great at public. We've already talked about your public speaking. Yeah. Have you ever bombed one, though? Have you ever bombed a speech?
I'm sure 100%
like,
I have.
You don't have one, though, in your mind? Like, oh, man, that one time it was, you know, do you have any like
no, I've never had one that I just thought, oh, my gosh, it was terrible. You know,
that's
I've had some
good.
That,
as many as you've done, mm-hmm.
That's
really good.
I've said like, oh, I wanted to say this, or I meant to say that, or those kind of things.
That's just being kind of nitpicky, though.
But you've also got to realize he's not waiting for the reaction like I would be. He's there to deliver his message to help these people, and he doesn't worry about the applause.
Right. Okay.
And who's gonna boo him?
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's somebody.
There might be a few, but we don't care about them.
But I will tell you this. So one of the greatest things, and if you can ever learn to do this, that helps you giving speeches, is reading and understanding people's emotions. Because if you're looking in a crowd, and again, I've been doing law enforcement. I worked narcotics for so long. Reading people emotions is just I love the art of it. But you can tell whether the crowd is engrossed or not. You can tell the ones if they're into what you're saying or not. And really, you can, if you know those two angles, it helps you speak into people.
And there's no worse feeling than if you get up there and you look in somebody's eyes and they are gone. Because that's just, especially, and that's why I hate prompted things, because if you give me a speech I have to do and I look up halfway and you're about to fall asleep or you're just miserable and I know I've got to complete this.
Has that happened to you at a meeting?
No, because I won't let it. No, I mean, that's when I'm speaking to employees at the bank, they don't want to sit there and listen to me talk for 15 minutes. So I'll get up there and talk, and as soon as I see, I'll shut it down.
That's it. Just okay, move we're done.
Because I'm not up there to hear myself.
Yeah.
Even though, what did I say before, this baritone voice.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you need the headphones on.
That's right.
I don't need to see. I can still hear it.
You might fall in love.
All right. Next.
All right. Sheriff, do you stream Netflix or Hulu, anything like that? Do you do any of the streaming?
We've got Netflix, but
I don't
turn it on.
I mean, every once in a while, I might watch a show or something.
Do you have like a show you watch? Do you have anything, you know, like a regular... No. Nothing?
I'm boring.
Man, yeah, no movies.
No, we watched all the Blacklist. I like that. Yeah. My wife watched it, and she was like, you need to watch Blacklist. So I do, but no, I'm...
No Grey's Anatomy or anything?
No, okay. Nothing like that. No, I've
Grey's Anatomy, yes. I wish you'd said yes.
That was the other question. Now, who's your favorite Grey's Anatomy character? Yeah.
Now, I used to watch, years ago... You know, I mean, it was on regular TV, but I would watch Walker, Texas Ranger.
I was
a big fan of Walker,
Norris.
Texas Ranger. Yeah. I mean,
What was his partner's name?
Trevette.
Nice. Jimmy Trevette, by the way, but still.
Hey, I'm all about last names. What about G-E-N-T-R-Y.
What about the guy that reminds me of you that ran the bar?
Oh, I can see his face. Hang on.
I can't remember his last name, but I can remember his first name.
I have to think about it. Man. I can see his face.
CD.
Yep.
CD. CD. Ranger fans, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
It was a good show.
And he carried a revolver a lot of times, too.
But sometimes he just needed
the
roundhouse.
But he finally
went
to the Beretta 92, which is so much better.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
He went with the Chevy truck first, then went to the Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Had the light bar on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you want to, I mean, we can have a show about Walker, Texas Ranger.
I was about to say, this is a whole new, I had no idea. Oh, yeah. This is great.
You want to do some Chuck Norris jokes, too?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Chuck Norris, though, right?
He's good.
That's sort of a litmus test for somebody when you meet them, right? If they don't like Chuck.
If they don't like Chuck Norris, then
that's really a problem.
They need to find somewhere else to hang out.
I agree.
All right.
Well, we've talked for a while.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anything that we need to cover? We really haven't talked about anything that's going on other than the fact that we're all mad at you for leaving. But
Well, we got a little time. We're still going to be together. We'll be doing a bunch of stuff. And the good thing is I told the citizens, and I really do mean this, I'll work as hard to my last day as I did my first day. And I told the deputies when I met with them, I said, I'll still be out working Rock the South. I'll still be out at all those big events and, you know, just aggravating them because those things are tough. But no, I just love the community and, you know, I love being part of it. And I look forward to whatever the future holds.
I do, before we leave, I'll talk as long as I want to. Thank you very much. I want to say something about him that people see it, but they don't realize what it could be. He walked off the stage after he gave his speech, Rock the South, talked to everybody that was up there with him, the local politicians and sort. We're walking back, and he has to go back and forth, check on deputies and everything so much. There was a ranger there that was ready to take him back. Matt said, I'm going to walk through the crowd before we go back to the command post. The next time I saw him was at least an hour after that. So that's what kind of person he is. He could have gotten that ranger, went and sat by himself. Nobody'd been the wiser. He went up there, everybody cheered for him, loves him. He wanted to go walk through the crowd to see everybody, and it took him probably an hour and a half to get to the command post when it could have literally taken him 30 seconds. So that's what kind of guy you got in Matt Gentry. So
a man of the people.
To find somebody that's going to get anywhere near him as his replacement is a tough task. But I just want you to know that I'm going to support you in anything you do from here on out, and I guarantee you the rest of the county will feel the same way.
I appreciate that. It means
absolutely
a lot.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank y'all.
All right. Well, that's all for us. Are you playing?